Hey guys, how's it going? So this is November the 27th, and I wanted to, or sorry, it's the evening of November 26th, early morning, it's 3 a.m. in the morning, November 27th. So I wanted to just share a quick little thought. I was watching a YouTube video of Logan Paul, who most of you guys probably know, a big YouTuber, pretty famous. And it just kind of caught my interest because, you know, I've seen random videos because I started looking at trending on YouTube and he's had some big trending videos for a while. And I also was addicted to Vines for a bit, so I saw some of his Vines. But, it was interesting because I was thinking about it. He did an interview on Jimmy Kimmel. And the thing that caught my attention was he was going through telling stuff, and Kimmel asked him, you know, how did it start? And he said, you know, well, when I was 10, I was doing things like snow shoveling and all that other stuff. And then he bought a video recorder, or whatever, and he started, you know, filming videos of his brother and him, which they showed a couple of, which were kind of funny. It's always been kind of one of these entertaining things, like just doing, you know, wacky things. But then he said, you know, it took him 8 years. And then Vine came along, and then that's where he really took off. He's got on Vine and grew quickly. Like, I was listening to one of the other videos, and I think it was like he went from like 900 followers within I think like a year and a half went to like over a million followers. Right. So I think this is a perfect example. Again, I don't know exactly how accurate that is, but I could totally see that happening, right? When someone starts, 10 years old, starts posting videos, you know, it's just interested, it's a passion, it's something they like doing, and they're excited about it, start getting, you know, spending time. And then suddenly this new platform comes along, they try it out, and they're one of the first few on it, and boom, they blow up. He's entertaining because he's practiced for 8 years. And it's done, right? So I just, you know, because when I heard that, I was just like, okay, I'm not jealous of this guy anymore. That's freaking awesome, you know? He's put in the work, right? I mean, we've all heard of the 10,000 hour rule, right? Like, I would be willing to get, you know, I don't think he would have put in 10,000 hours, but, you know, if he's been posting videos for 8 years, I'd be willing to guess he's been putting in a couple thousand hours, right? So he's probably one of the, you know, very good video editing, you know, creating content, becoming funny, engaging, all that shit. You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, people again are looking at like, you know, this overnight success story, right? And they think he's just, you know, blessed in all these different areas. And it's like, you know, again, there's obviously advantages, but I think it's a great example of the fact of someone just putting in the time and effort to get better and do something, right? You know, like for example, It's kind of just like consistency. I mean, like, that's one of the things I've been thinking of right now is just like consistency, right? You know, part of me wishes I just stayed in Kingston when, you know, after that awesome year with Studentworks and just doubled down on that and just grown it, right? But at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily the right, you know, opportunity because, you know, it really comes down to just putting the time and effort to really explore those opportunities, right? And I think one of the keys is, you know, because it's one of these things where you ask, you know, is it worthwhile for me to just, you know, put the blinders on? And it's kind of like Gary Vee says, is, you know, just put the blinders on for 10 years, you know, just close your eyes for 10 years and put in the work, right? And then you got these people who are like, just link, try different things and all that stuff. And I think it's so important to realize that, first of all, a lot of us lack perspective, right? I mean, you're looking at someone like Logan Paul. I don't know how old he is, but I'm assuming he's probably around my age or a bit younger. Probably like, I'm going to guess he's around 22, maybe 21, maybe 23. I don't know. But I'm guessing he's in his early 20s. And it's easy for us to look at him, you know, I would call him famous, you know, really well, you know, got a lot of social shit going on, making a lot of money, all this stuff, right? I would look at that and you could say, oh, well, he's made it, you know, and he's successful. But again, first of all, I think we lack perspective, right? In today's day and age of, you know, Instagram selling in 2 years and all this, you know, I think a lot of us lack perspective in that the fact is that it does take time and effort to build up, you know, to actually grow and develop and actually put the time in to get the skills, right? the reason why those stories often take off is because they're rare, right? Now, that's not to say they're impossible. It just means to say is if you're not being successful right now, it's not a bad thing, right? Now, I think that, again, there is something to say about focus, right? It's kind of like Tony Robbins. Like, people have said, oh, well, Tony blew up really quickly when he was young. And that is true, but you also got to realize he's putting the time and effort. I mean, he read 700 books, you know, in the areas of all these different things. And, you know, no wonder he's been able to bring all this value, right? I mean, I've considered myself someone who's read a lot of books and material, but I've not read 700. Like, if I were to guess the amount of books I've read, maybe 200, you know, if I were to guess, right? So you got someone with that level. I mean, you know, in order to write a PhD, you know, I don't know what it's called, but their thesis or whatever, typically for someone to write their thesis, they need to read 40 books in a specific subject, and then, you know, condense that, all that, you know, stuff they've read and learned into a thesis, and then present that to whatever. And that's kind of typically how it goes. So imagine reading 700 books, right, in all these different fields, and getting, you know, I don't know, like this equivalent of whatever, 14 PhDs, right? And you wonder why Tony Robbins is so spectacular in the areas of influence, you know, psychology, you know, all this stuff, right? So I think that's just, it's so powerful. Same thing, you know, you look at these incredible minds like Jay Abrams, right? He's worked in, you know, over, I think it's 400 industries, right? Just mind-boggling stats. And you were saying, okay, this has got to start somewhere, right? So the reason why I bring this up is, you know, we've heard these stories again, but it's just great to have these reminders, because I think, especially in today's day and age, people jump so often. I mean, right now, Bitcoin is a huge thing, right? And, you know, again, I haven't put time and effort into studying cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin, but like I can't bring myself to look at it as not a bubble. Like, there's way too many people talking about it, and there's way too many people who just haven't, I don't know, I just feel like it's people who haven't actually researched it. Like, don't actually know anything and aren't actually adding any value. They're just riding a wave, right? I can't see it happening any other way, right? I also can't see the economy not taking a dip. You know, like, I just can't see that, right? Now, again, who am I to say? But that's just how I view it, right? So, you know, I think that's one of the things that's really, we look at. And I think what's cool is we have an incredible opportunity here, right? We have an incredible opportunity to really grow and develop and go to a completely different level, right? I mean, in today's day and age, there's something that's so incredible. We have an incredible opportunity moving forward. I mean, you know, I do believe there's going to be some sort of crash or dip in the economy in the, you know, within the next 1 to 3 years. And again, you know, it's like Tony Robbins says, is that, you know, people look at crashes as bad things. Crashes are the best opportunity you could possibly have, because this is when you can make all your money, right? I mean, sure, Sir John Templeton, that's where he made his money, is he bought companies, you know, that were trading for, you know, fractions of what they were worth at the time, right? Because people just lost all the confidence and the bottom fell through, right? So I think that's one of the things, is I'm not actually worried about if the economy crashes, because there's going to be massive, massive opportunities. And the reality is, when the economy crashes, that's where the best are made, right? Because that's where the time and energy and effort comes in, is people start pulling back money on advertising and all this stuff, and it's really a great opportunity to really, you know, take over the market presence. So anyways, I wanted to kind of put that in perspective. I mean, for me right now, and that's honestly one of the things I've been trying to figure out, is like, where do I really want to spend my time and energy? You know, where do I want to put my time and energy into really developing those skills? And for me, you know, again, I can only see CrossFit getting bigger. You know, it's such a fantastic program, incredible. I can't see it not getting bigger. Like, people think it's big right now. I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger, right? It's got too many good things going for it, right? I think there might actually be aspects of, you know, CrossFit kind of like going off of CrossFit. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, it really comes down to just, you know, what's the value being created? You know, what really can happen here, you know? So For me, you know, looking at us, okay, like, you know, looking at it, you got, you know, let's say someone like Elon Musk, right? He's like, the things that will most impact the future of humanity, he's talked about it already, AI. He's talked about gene programming. And then I can't remember the third thing you talked about, right? For me, I personally believe education is the place that I think would make the most impact, right? Because I think it's the area that we're least developed in, right? I don't know how to say that properly, but like, I think it's the area we're least ready for, right? Is we need to find a way to do that. You know, there's these incredible opportunities, and I think so many people are missing, you know, this amazing opportunity with education, right? And yeah, I mean, we've got amazing programs, but it's kind of like, there's so much material. It's like Tony Robbins says, is we're drowning information. We're thirsty for wisdom, right? And I think that's very, very true. Is I think in today's society, is we need to find a way of, you know, taking all this information and narrowing and synthesizing it down into useful, credible, valuable steps that we can actually take action on, right? So I think for me, if I'm looking at these opportunities, you know, instead of spending time on things that I don't think are worthwhile, what I think would be more valuable is spending time and effort in areas that I think are going to be worthwhile. So CrossFit, for example, perfect example. Like, I can't see CrossFit getting less, right? I want to learn how to master those areas, right? Number two is, you know, long-term, again, my ultimate vision was I want to make a true impact in transforming education. That's my mission. That's my purpose. That's what I'm really, really passionate about, right? Number two is, that's the main thing, right? Because I think, first of all, education can go in so many different realms, right? What I would love is I would love to have like a Tony Robbins UPW experience mixed with like a Landmark and Make Your Mark programs for, you know, in, you know, all those incredible programs he does, and then find a way to mix it so people can actually learn in kind of like a VR setting, right? So for me, where I see this working is, you know, VR in the education space. I can't see that not growing and getting better, right? So it's kind of like Gary Vee, instead of just putting everything in one section, it's like, let's do multiple, but let's find a way to focus in one area. Let's find a way to focus in one area, right? So for me, you know, the reason why I'm putting all this content out is because I'm just, first of all, I'm trying to record the journey. I'm doing it anyways, and I want to do it in an honest and authentic way. Like, what I really don't want to happen is I don't want these, you know, the blog, the vlogs, all that. I don't want that to, and that's honestly one of the things that's been bothering me recently is this last week I've spent an enormous amount of time just doing social media, right? And it's been just kind of activity without real purpose, and that's bothering me because I feel like none of my actual goals are being accomplished, right? So that's something that actually that's been bothering me a lot right now is am I confusing activity for productivity, right? I think that, you know, I'm confusing activity for production, you know? And what really matters is I need to put more time and energy into production. So I think one of the things I need to do is I need to let go of this need to check social media, or do I need to let go of that and just say, okay, what matters here is not all that shit. What matters here is, am I doing something productive with my time and energy and effort here, right? I don't need to worry about posting that extra picture or doing this or doing that, right? All I need to focus on right now is, if something cool comes up in my life, fantastic, post that or share that, all right? But don't go out of your way or out of your effort, you know? Or maybe probably a better way to phrase this is, it's kind of like, it doesn't have to be either or, it can be both, it can be more, right? So maybe what needs to happen is I need to just put my energy and effort into one area and then maximize my time more fully, right? So instead of sleeping or worrying about that shit, just get up, work, and maximize and utilize that time, right? So it's, you know, you can go and post those videos, but make sure you're realizing is what matters most is moving in that direction, right? And I think for me, one of the areas I've been struggling with is I spend time on things that are just not useful, right? One of the things I want to let go of is this need, this connection I have with food in terms of how it makes me feel, right? What I would love food to become is just a fuel, right? A way for me to be fueled and a way for me to be able to move forward without actually worrying about that, right? So, for example, you know, because right now I feel very, like I'm eating very emotionally. And what I would like to happen is for me to be able to actually just, you know, probably unrealistic because it sounds very robotic. But like literally, I would love the idea, and even like CrossFit-wise, I don't know how this makes sense, but I like the idea of the 22-hour fast with eating everything within 2 hours. Now, CrossFit-wise, it might make sense. I might have to do something where I eat maybe twice a day or whatever. But I don't see why that really would need to impact anything, right? Like, for example, you know, right now my focus is not becoming a professional athlete or anything like that. So that can be let go. I don't need to worry about that, right? What I'm committed to right now is income. And so with income, the most important thing I need is energy and commitment and really being able to push forward in that direction, right? So if not eating is impacting my energy, right, and my body and on how I'm sleeping and all that stuff, then obviously I'll change that. But I actually think it's the opposite. I think the less I eat, like the 2 hours, I think that makes a difference. The area that has come up is normally sometimes when I'm first starting is I wasn't really eating enough of these different areas and I wasn't able to last all that long. So that might be a bit of a problem. But how it's been working so far is I'll get up and then I just literally have my, well, actually, to be clear, I do have my green drink in the morning, so it's not like I'm having nothing. But I think that is true, as it's key that you kind of, you separate those, right? So for me, I think it just makes more sense is like focus on where's your time and energy being put and how can that really make an impact, right? To really transform that, you know? So, for example, one of the things I'd like to do is when I get up, I'd like to be able to go throughout my day and work and then do it kind of as my last minute thing, right? Like, for example, I'd love to be able to go out and just knock on doors and then just focus on eating after, right? And the reality is I don't think, you know, unless I'm working out, then, yeah, it's important to actually make sure you have it within a certain time. Other than that, I don't really see any value in that, right? So I guess it's situational. But what I'm trying to focus on right now is maximizing my energy, right? And if I can let go, and I think honestly what matters most here is instead of saying just no constantly, no, you can't have that chocolate bar, no, you can't go buy that shit, no, you, instead of doing that, what would make more sense is saying, okay, why do I want this right now, right? I want this because I have these cravings. Well, I have these cravings probably because A, I'm actually hungry, right? Which means it probably is worthwhile to eat something else, fruits, but eat something high in fats, right? You know, avocados, all that stuff, right? So eat something high in fats so I'm not actually hungry. And then then if I'm actually full, the reason why I'm probably craving this stuff is because I'm stressed about something and I want something that gives me variety and makes me feel comfortable, right? Whereas really what I need to be doing is I need to embrace that and just take action, right? And focus on action, right? And I think that's the key is people, especially for myself, I feel like I'm just not in role right now in the future I have, right? I think that's the main problem is I'm not believing in actually moving in that direction, right? And focused on taking me in that direction. So what I want to commit to is what can I do to actually make sure I'm driving in that direction and making this actually really take place, you know? What I'd like to be able to do is get up and just execute, right? I mean, there's all these different opportunities. I don't see there's any reason why I couldn't, again, download all these things and then listen to them, right? I don't see why that would be a problem, right? Just download, listen, go through it, you know, regurgitate, boom, you know? I think that's a fantastic opportunity, right? So creating that, building that, growing that, developing that, I think that's a real opportunity there, right? So going back to the focus idea, what's missing for me, or what has been missing for me, is just an actually a vision or just a clarity around what's going on, right? Because I've seen kind of a couple of different things change. I think what is so is I know what I want, which is, again, I want to focus on education transformation, and I see a path to doing that, right? And the path to doing that is as I see this right now, is this, right? Find a way to first cover my expenses. So there's two ways to do this, is focus on earning a lot more money or reduce my expenses. The reason why I left Toronto was because I wanted to reduce my expenses. And honestly, I honestly just wanted to get out of the city, right? The main one was definitely reduce expenses, but the other one was I wanted to get out of the city, right? So fantastic. I've found a way to do that, right? I have now moved out of the city, right? I'm out of Toronto, right? I'm in Guelph right now. So the question now is, okay, I'm here. So then now that I'm here, you know, I've got the space, I've got the freedom, I've got my expenses are a lot lower. Now what's important? Now what's important is I need to focus on increasing my income, right? Which right now is currently pretty much zero, right? So how can I do that, right? Well, how have I done it in the past? I did Tim Hortons, right, which barely made me any money. I did tree planting, which was okay, but again, that's a very extreme world and something I prefer not to do again. And then I've done painting for the last couple of years, right, which actually worked quite well. You know, I had that one summer, which is incredible. You know, made some pretty good money. I'm very happy with the results from that. And I see that being a great opportunity, right? Now that I have, you know, my own opportunity, I think I can, first of all, again, increase my margins. But second of all, is I see there's a lot more flexibility in terms of what I can do and what I can't do, right? So if I were to take advantage of that and say, okay, I can do something here. First of all, I can expand my services, right? I can offer multiple services. We can do interior painting. We can do snow shoveling. We can do Christmas lights. And more importantly is you can actually find what are other needs people need, right? Like, for example, plumbing-wise, why, you know, plumbing is the area that clearly needs the most help. Why, for example, couldn't I learn how to do plumbing, you know? Now, the area here is, you know, again, this is a short-term solution. What I see this working is I want to be able to make money through helping businesses do that. So I see that actually working. So I only need something in the short term. So therefore, I've already learned the skill of painting. I'm very good at it. I know exactly how that works. Why don't we just go and do execute that in Guelph, right? You know, Dominique's been here for a little while. It hasn't worked as well as her, but you got to realize that she also hasn't done nearly as much canvassing. She has not gone out and knocked the doors, and she also only did painting, right? You can offer multiple other services, right? You can do lots of other services. And if you really focus on the right areas, again, there's always areas in every city that has those specific kind of clients. And if you focus on them and you really target down, you can find a way to make sure you meet their needs, right? And the thing is, if you're only trying to meet your needs here, you're literally only focused on covering your expenses, which for me is about $3,000 per month, then I don't see a big problem. Like, I really don't. I don't see a big problem in being able to cover your expenses doing that, right? So, you know, for example, even if it takes you 15 days, I mean, let's say, again, your expenses are $3,000 per year, right? $3,000 per month. So you need to make $150, I'd say 200, okay? So 200, it would take you $200 per day times 15 days gives you, you know, yeah, you know, you can make $200 per day. That's $25 per hour for 8 hours, I believe. Yeah, so that's pretty reasonable. Make $200 per day, do that for 15 days of the month, and then find a way, and then just for the, you know, the other 15 days is focus on your other business, right? I don't see why that couldn't work, right? Just, you know, work 15 days, find a way to cover that income. And yeah, you know, I don't see why that couldn't work. I don't see, you know, I see that working, you know? Find a way to make sure that you are making $3,000 per month. So you've got your expenses covered, okay? Then once you've got that done, spend the rest of the time on making sure you can actually grow your Facebook ads. Like, that's it, you know? Like, it's that simple, you know? So the second area is, the reason is because I would love to get into business coaching, but I don't want to be just the typical business coach that comes in and gives you a bunch of strategies and it just doesn't follow through. I want real tangible skills that I can actually build. So what I'd love to do is be able to walk into a business and say, hey, listen, I can help you grow your business. And yeah, there's other areas we can do this in the business, but I would like, you know, the area I can tangibly help you with is increase your sales, right? And the one area that is without question going to grow in the future is online sales, right? How to learn how to grow your business online. It will only continue to grow in the future. So that being said, learning, hacking how to do that would be incredibly valuable, right? Learning how to generate business online would be incredibly valuable, right? Becoming an expert on online marketing, right? So That being said, is if I can focus on that and developing that source of income, I would be able to find a way to grow my business exponentially, right? I could do that, you know, so let's say I spend 15 days of the week, 15 days of the month, covering my expenses through a business I already know, right? Which is mostly physical effort, right? And then spend the rest of my time on, because again, you got to remember is what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to minimize time, right? I'm trying to minimize time. So for me, what would make the most amount of sense is saying, okay, you know, let's go out and find a way to book these projects, get this done. And for me, minimizing time is really, really simple. All right. Go knock on doors, Okay. Cause without a doubt, okay. I've done this for 7 years now. The area, right. If I was doing this as a long-term business, oh yes, referrals would make the most sense, obviously. But the one that would make the most sense for me right now is go out and just knock on doors, offer to do services. Okay. Get in the door, do it quickly, and then up, you know, and then you have got your contact information, find a way to provide more value, period. Like, that's it, right? So, you know, really, really simple shit, not easy to do, you know, not hard to do. Go knock on doors, all right, offer these, you know, variety of services. You go personally do it, maybe grab a couple friends if you need it, whenever you need it, and get the job done, right? And when the job's done, you can then say, okay, now that the job's done, what can I do? And again, it doesn't have to be just in Guelph. You can go and actually spend time in Oakville if you want and knock on doors and do whatever you need to do and paint it. I mean, you really can, right? The reason I'm saying Guelph is because snow shoveling-wise, that makes the most sense, right? But painting-wise, I mean, it would be worthwhile going and doing painting in Oakville. I mean, it really would, you know? So if you can find a way to do that, you know, props to you, you know? Because long-term, you know, I would love to actually spend time in BC, you know, but honestly, you know, Ontario is beautiful. So, you know, I don't see, you know, for example, this summer, I could go and actually spend some time in, you know, Oakville, right? Or there, honestly, though, for the summer, I would love to be in some place like Collingwood or go out to BC, right? But then next year, you know, geographically, I'd like to be somewhere warm in the winter, right? So someplace like Florida or California or, I don't know, South America, whatever it is. Like, find a place that just had really good internet connection that I can actually deal with clients, right? You know, chill, right? So that being said, we got that long-term vision. That being said, what I would like to do is find a way to, again, build an online business. I can do that. So I can actually be making the money. Then once I've reached my financial number, what I would like to do is spend my time and energy on education transformation, right? And yes, it can be a profit company, but I don't want it to be focused on profit, right? I want it to be a profit company simply for the idea of providing so much value it can make a profit, but I don't want the goal of it being making me rich, right? Facebook ads can be making me rich, right? But I can get rich through education transformation, but I don't want that to be the focus, right? The focus is Facebook ads. I want to help people, but the reason why is I want the goal for me, Facebook ads, is not out of the blessing of my heart. I'm doing Facebook ads to make money, period, end of story, right? And my goal there is simple: add more value to them than anyone else is providing, right? That just for me makes sense, right? So, given that, but education-wise is, I don't need to make money. Like, for me, it's kind of like, I'm going to treat it like an Amazon idea. Is go in with the idea of just providing so much value that people will just naturally trickle towards you, and they'll want to get involved, right? So, for example, education-wise, how I see this work is very simple. Like, I build a documentary, okay? And like, ultimately, what I'd like it to be is I would like it to be this massive online university, okay? A massive online university, okay? With every, it's kind of like Khan Academy, but better. Meaning, you have subjects. It's kind of like YouTube, but not on the entertainment side. It's on the purpose of education. On every single subject you could possibly imagine is available on that program, right? I mean, it might be on YouTube, who knows, right? But It's basically just this massive, massive conglomerate of education materials, right? So you can learn any subject completely available on that site, registered completely available, right? So you can learn anything you want in any subject, get any whatever you want on there for free, totally, right? But then what we'll do is we'll do real live events, right? Where you can come, right? And you can pay to go through like a university, and it'll actually have like a campus, and we'll have campuses across the world, right? Where people can come and actually learn in person, right? From real instructors in person, and that's, you know, money-wise, they can do it. They can do it that way, right? So for me, that's really how I see it, is this massive, campus, right, where people can actually do this online. And ultimately, like, VR-wise, this is going to change everything. Like, if we can actually do, people going through simulations from their living room where they can interact with people there. I see that being the future, there's a massive future there, right? A big, big opportunity, right? And I don't see myself being the guy who necessarily creates that program. What I see myself as is someone who's able to connect and bring together people behind a vision and a purpose to create something much bigger and better. That's really how I want to do it, right? Because ultimately what I want is I want an education system where young people can go in and learn how to become completely, totally successful in every, relationship-wise, emotionally-wise. So we don't have these young people going in depressed, alone, sad, coming all the, I want to be able to basically come this out. And even parents, I want to be able to bring in parents and say, and actually help them see how they can grow and develop themselves, right? That's really how I want to see this happen and create, right? So that's ultimately where I want to do that. And yeah, profit, I see that being totally fine. What I don't want it to be, though, is a place where people go in for a profit, right? My goal with it is not going to be profit-focused, right? It's okay if it makes a profit, that's fine. But I'm not going to focus on making it profit-oriented. It's not going to be profit-oriented, right? It's going to be focused on maximizing value for the student, right? The person who's learning that way. That's what my focus is going to be. So that being said, that's really my plan, right? Is I want to be able to live a life where I'm free geographically, right? And this is one of the things I'm most excited about with online, building an online hacking now, is because I can do that from anywhere in the world, right? Painting-wise, I more or less had to be in Canada or wherever the hell my business was, right? Whereas with this is I can literally be anywhere in the world because online is totally available everywhere. It can be connected from all different places, right? So that's something I'm very, very excited with, right? We can learn tools and maximize that in every sense of the word, right? So really my focus right now is how do we make sure we maximize value, right? So the first priority of business is make sure I have my expenses covered, right? Which is really simple, all right? Go knock on doors, period, end of story. That's it, right? Go knock on doors, all right? Have a flyer, have a card, whatever the hell you need, right? Whatever you need to do, okay? And then just put that out. And it'd be really simple, all right? We are Fresh Painters Guelph, Fresh Painters Oakville, whatever the hell you want to call it, right? Fresh Odd Jobs, right? So we go in and we help you do this business, right? And I do Fresh Odd Jobs, right? And we just build it and we grow and develop it, whatever the hell we need, right? That's how this works, right? So Fresh Odd Jobs, right? We build that up, we grow that business. And then from there, we move on and we learn how to focus on building and growing that business from there, right? What can we do to go above and beyond and expand this business, right? What can we do to really grow and develop this in a different way moving forward, right? So find a way to create and add that massive value, right? So that's my first priority, is making sure I can develop my, cover my expenses, right? Which for me is going to be really simple, is do what I know, all right, and I can make good money at. Go out and just work my ass off, right, and as quickly and as fast as possible to make sure my expenses are covered, right? Once that's done, then I can go and spend time doing Facebook ads, right? And building a business, right? But it really comes down to make sure my expenses are covered, right? And then once that is working, right? And how that's going to work is I'll do Facebook ads until I have enough money coming in every single month to cover my expenses. I don't have to do the in-person stuff anymore. And then after that, then I can start spending time doing what I'm more passionate about, which is, again, the education transformation, right? And my day here is going to be really, really simple in that way, right? My day is narrowed down to these different areas, right? Is one, I'm going to go on CrossFit, right? Just straight up, just go on CrossFit, you know? Because physically, I think that's important, right? Number two is, and really simple eating-wise, that's simple to figure out, not hard to do, right? Number two, emotional mastery-wise, spend 20 minutes every single day on some aspect of emotional mastery. What can I do? And by the way, I think this is about to die, so in case it does, I'm just going to stop this now.